add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And Sal, back on the Fan Top Stories. We hit you with the crown here. Get back to your calls in a minute as well. So, if you flipped on a TV last night for the first time and you stumbled upon the New York Yankees, you would say this team is going nowhere. Last night was an interesting, I thought, representation of who they are, or at least who they've morphed into. A microcosm of what's wrong, which is a lot. Starting pitching, providing no length again. Empty at bats in these late inning, high leverage situations, zero bench, which speaks to the wrong players being thrust into those higher leverage situations. Yeah, I know Trevino was screwed on two pitches still. Does anybody want Trevino up down two runs against a divisional opponent on the road with guys on base? I don't. You might. I don't. I don't even think Aaron Boone does, but there's really nobody else to put out there. So the Yankees to me, and not to mention Grisham hitting as well in a similar spot later. Yankees have two choices. They could look themselves in the mirror and for the first time objectively and honestly assess who they are. And if they do that, and I actually think that they will, given the whole Soto stuff and the dynamics at play that didn't apply to past seasons, if and when they do that, they will make big moves, plural, to save the season. And if and when they do that, the Yankees will be back on the track to maybe win a World Series. If they lie to themselves like they too often do and try to fool themselves, wow, this guy's coming back, this kid's coming up from the minors, a little tweak here, a little lefty specialist out of the pen, they will be bounced in the first round and people will lose their jobs if Hal Steinbrenner cares about the team.
I don't think this team can be saved. I just don't think they're good enough. I'm not getting fooled again. Now, look, they can prove me wrong and go out there and go on a great run just like they did in the first part of the season, go to the playoffs and beat everybody and get to and win a World Series. Is it possible? Sure, anything's possible. I mean, it's sports. Crazier things have happened. I had the Mets dead and buried like most of us, and I was dead wrong about that as they're back in the wild card picture. But I thought this Yankee team was legit. I got fooled. I'm not buying into it. And it's not just this year. It's really been since 2021 that this organization has failed to put a team together that can get through the postseason and get to a World Series. And while this Yankee team, I mean, it would be an absolute disaster if they didn't make the playoffs. But even that is starting to be in jeopardy with the way that they're going. They haven't won a series in a month. The New York Yankees haven't won a series in a month. That's unacceptable. I just don't think this team can be fixed at the deadline. Therefore, I would not think that it's worth investing in. I know that that's what they're going to do. I understand it's a hard sell to their fans, especially when you have stars like Soto and Judge, to acknowledge that maybe the best thing to do would be selling like they did in 2016, which, by the way, turned around the organization, sold in 2016, became a brand new team in 2017, and have built toward getting to a World Series. Hasn't happened. Unfortunately, they're going backwards. But for me, I don't think this team can be fixed at the deadline.
888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Before we get back to these calls, also hit some Met issues as well. Mets coming off the win. Colorado in this weekend. Hey, I mean, just keep it going. If you had to identify a singular moment so far for the Yankees this year, where you first said to yourself, oh, boy, maybe this isn't what I thought, what jumps out? I've got maybe two.
That's a great question, because even with the loss to Baltimore both times, but the first one, 3 out of 4, I was
in
like,
April.
Okay. Yeah, that was the first one to me where I was like, okay, they still have to prove they could beat a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second one, yeah.
Was it the Dodgers series?
No.
Was it? I'll tell you what mine was.
After that, it might have been the Mets.
I'll tell you what mine was. When they stole nine bases, when the Red Sox stole nine bases.
And that was the week after the Dodgers series. I don't even know.
Sunday night.
I don't even think I was at that point.
Really?
I think when the Mets spanked them so badly, and honestly, it's gotten worse from there. I mean, Baltimore beating them in 2 out of 3 again after that, losing 2 out of 3 to Atlanta. I think they were non-competitive against the Mets. I think that, to me, was probably the, I don't think this team is as good. Now, remember, it's a culmination of a lot of things.
Sure.
You could go back and reference, as you said, the Dodgers series, the Red Sox series, the Orioles, the Braves, the Mets, the Reds getting swept by the Cincinnati Reds.
That was ugly.
Yeah,
that was an ugly one.
That might have put the nail in the coffin. Like, good God, they can't even beat the Reds. And it just continues to happen. And I know Baltimore's been bad as of late. It's different than what the Yankees have gone through. But I think the Subway Series, BT, the disparity that I saw between the two teams in favor of the Mets, that was the first, like, oh my God, I don't know. The Yankees aren't good.
That's interesting. Bobby's in Belmore. Bobby, what's going on, buddy? BT and Sal, how you doing?
Hi, guys. So it's funny you mentioned Spencer Jones. Hi. 2019, we know he didn't pull the trigger, the lifetime general manager, G. Michael Wannabe. Didn't pull the Jared Cole trade and the turnaround. He pitched a swing game in that 2019 ACLS. Game three, and the Yankees didn't get to the World Series. Also, Verlander, he didn't go for it. He didn't give up Andujar and Frazier for Cole. Now, fast forward to 2024. I was telling people, and you know, I called your show, I don't remember, but I wanted Corbin Burns to Spencer Jones.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way. They didn't bring this guy up. Dominguez and Stanton both got hurt. He didn't even bring this guy up. I mean,
he's not ready. Jones is never going to contribute this year for the Yankees, especially with the way that they were loaded up.
Back next year, where's he going to play? Dominguez comes back. Where's his old position?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Bobby. I mean, they're going to have to see if this is I don't know if the Yankees will choose this road, but I said during the spring. Thanks for the call there, Bobby. Because Spencer Jones looked so amazing in spring, and now, listen. You got to understand, many of you do. Pitchers are just getting their arms loose. They're throwing fastballs, so the hitters have the advantage. Trust me, I know that. But the concern on Spencer Jones coming into spring training was he swung and missed a lot. And I forget what the exact stat. God, we've talked so much baseball since then. But there was like 100 and something pitches where he didn't swing and miss. Swing and miss, let alone strike out. Swing and miss in a row. And then he had, you know, the second fastest time from home to third. Then the prodigious power, the size, the projections like Aaron Judge. So that's where it picked up steam. But even then, I said, he's not going to factor in this year. What the Yankees need to determine, can he play first base? Can he play, you know, is he going to be a left field? Because they're not going to resign Verdugo. He's gone. Obviously, you have Dominguez. But with first base open, and until Juan Soto's retained, you might have two outfield spots next year.
I would have traded Jones for Burns at the time.
Have.
No, I know. And now
I said that.
Right. And I said the same. I would have traded him because I was going all in. And that was pre-Garrett Cole injury.
I know.
And I'm thinking, I want a pair. Now, I was not expecting Heel to be a stud right out of the gate the way that he was, but I wanted to pair Cole and Burns, and you would have the best 1-2 punch in all of baseball, plus you'd have Judge and Soto. Take a team, go take your run at the World Series. Now, obviously, they didn't do it. I'm certainly not trading Spencer Jones now because I think the Yankees have to rebuild this thing for the future. So if you think he's good, and who the hell knows what all these prospects like, Austin Wells, Dominguez, Spencer Jones, Volpe, Rice, like, they're not all going to hit.
Rice looks okay, but I hear you.
Yeah, whatever, he's fine. But
I hear you.
They're not all going to turn out to be the superstars that the Yankees have been building them up to be.
Oh, none of them. Well, I mean, it seems like none of them do except Judge.
Correct. None of them so far have done it. So you need to figure out.
In the last
out,
15 years, none of them have.
I know, but I'm not making that move now. I'm looking to bring more younger guys in. And change things up. Now, you want to tell me you're going to trade him for a guy that's under control for years that you think could help your ball club? Okay, I'd be open to that because it also helps you moving forward, but I'm not looking to trade him for a one-year rental or somebody.
No like, way.
Yeah, at this point.
Let me get Ari in West Orange. Ari, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's
Thanks
going
for,
on?
Taking the call. Good to talk to you guys again.
Thanks,
yeah, just two quick comments before I on two players before I get into Boone. And, you know, this is stemming from last night's game. First of all, you mentioned prospects. And, look, what's going on with Volpe is absolutely ludicrous. I mean, you talk about regression and the fact that not a single Yankee coach seems to have an answer to what to do with him. Guy hasn't hit a home run since May, and his batting average is way under 200 in the last month or so.
He's killing
him. He looks close.
We talk about Stanton not being there. Volpe, as you know, Ari, and it's a good call. Volpe is killing him.
Yeah, exactly. And just real quick, and I want to get to Boone. You know, Verdugo, you know, you're really starting to see why the Red Sox basically came away for nothing. And he goes with like Brian Cashman's philosophy of getting guys who are like Stace in the station. You know, first inning, he's on third base. It's a fairly deep fly ball to right field, and he's not scoring on the sacrifice.
He would have been out by 5 feet. Ari, hold on.
I know, but that's the point.
But hold on. But who is scoring? Who's scoring? Torres is
I'm just saying it's a roster makeup, but that's, you know, that's okay. Cashman and stuff.
He would have been dead at home plate.
He probably would have been, but I'm just saying it's the mentality of having guys who are stationed in station. That's obviously on Cashman.
Understood. Like okay,
you know,
fair enough.
And with Boone guys, you talked about this, and I called a couple of times about it. You know, it's been 6 years, and what's worse is that this is now 3 years in a row where the team is going through the exact same thing, 2022, 2023, and now 2024. And I was fooled. I was with you, guys, in May, and I really thought this team was going to be different. But, man, I am not going to get fooled again. I don't care if they go out there, and all of a sudden, and it's hard to believe that they go out there and win, like, 8 of the next 10. I am not going to be fooled again because – This is the reality. This is not like a blip in the season.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but a good manager can get his team out of a malaise. It's ludicrous that now 3 years in a row, Aaron Boone as a manager,
But Ari, is this a malaise? Because I agree with you up until the Boone point. Is this a malaise or just they're not a good baseball team?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question.
Okay,
you can obviously make an argument on both for sure.
Right,
and the thing with Boone and you guys are right. And I thought about this too. There has to be a replacement. So and that's another thing. It's like even if you get rid of them right now, there's just no one else to replace them, and that's also a part of the problem. The Yankees have actually let a couple of managerial candidates go by the wayside. Most recently, Mendoza, who after a bad start with the Mets, has done a really, really good job with his team. So you know that's another problem they have. It's like you can't fire him because there's no one else to replace him.
Mendoza would have been a great hire. He is a great hire for the Mets. He would have been the guy right now easily. Now, the Yankees don't fire guys in season, but he would have been the guy to replace Boone. I think it's deeper than that. I think you hit on a lot of good points, Ari.
Yep.
I just think that this is a bad team as opposed to a team that's going through a malaise that a manager should be able to get him out of.
See, to me, you can't be a bad team when you look like an amazing team for 2 months. That's inconsistent. Now, you can be an overrated team.
Well,
you're not a bad team.
Okay, well, right now they're playing like the worst team.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm saying in totality.
Yeah, I mean, maybe bad's a little strong, but bad in comparison to their standards.
Yeah.
Like, not bad in comparison to the Marlins or the Rockies, but bad for the New York Yankees. I don't think they're a very good team.
Well, I want to play this for you. Again, all right, that was a good call. You're on hold for a while, so I appreciate you sitting there. You bring up Boone. We had Brett Boone on yesterday, right? Of course, his brother, friend of the show, part of the Odyssey family. And we were talking about his brother, obviously, and what Yankee fans react to, how Aaron Boone seems to explain things away, and it bothers us what's happening behind closed doors. That's the gist of it. Here's the exchange. Behind closed doors, is his team seeing a different Aaron Boone?
Absolutely. And Aaron, you know, we're similar in a lot of ways. We're different in a lot of ways. We don't handle things the same all the time. I know Aaron, sometimes to a fault, will defend his players to the bitter end, especially publicly. But I know behind the scenes, it's, come in here, I need to talk to you. Okay, it's that. We've got to realize that Major League Baseball, I hear it all the time, well, they need to do this and the discipline. These are big leaguers. This isn't JC college baseball where we're going to bench you if you don't hustle. No, we're going to fire you if you don't hustle. Yeah, you maybe get a fine. But in a big league clubhouse, the way it is you've got to have your players policing one another. I mean, it's like if I'm playing with you and you're pulling that crap on the field where you cost me a run or my team a game, we're going to have a big problem. And everybody in that room, their livelihood depends on one another. Getting to the postseason, ultimately winning a World Series. That's what we're in it for. But I laugh when I say, oh, he needs to be tougher. What are you going to do? These guys are making $20, $30 million a year. It isn't babysitting. It's not college baseball where we can discipline you and you're not going to play on Friday and Saturday. No, we need you to play every day. The bottom line is wins and losses on a daily basis. I know Aaron behind closed doors, and he's being tough on those guys. But more importantly, those guys, the Aaron Judges of the world, the Stantons, the Coles, when you see what I've seen the last few weeks, and we also have the same clips, there's got to be some accountability amongst the players. That's what great teams do. We keep one another in check.
All right, so as you can tell, that's why we wanted to play it again. Very thoughtful answer, good stuff. And if you missed anything, free Odyssey app, hit rewind. The whole thing is up on WFAN YouTube page. It was good, and we enjoyed talking with Brett. We'll get him back on. Here's the thing, though. I agree and I disagree. Of course, fundamentally, he's right. It's not JUCO. It's not like, hey, go run this, you know, go run the stairs, you know, like you do in high school or whatever it might be. But Not everybody's making $30 million a year, all right? And I think my biggest gripe with Aaron, who I have defended and who I still do like, although I don't defend him nearly with the vigor that I once had because I don't think he deserves it anymore, and that's got to change. Gleyber Torres was not always making $20 million a year. This year, Gleyber Torres is making $20 million a year because he's got the, or 14, 14 or 20. I think it's up to 20. I think last year was 14, this year was 20 with the qualifier. So he's officially making big money, all right? So, yeah, maybe you don't crack it now, but guess what? Gleyber Torres has been here for a minute. Aaron Boone's entire career, and Gleyber Torres has been either hot-dogging or half-assing it from day one. And it was never addressed. And if it was addressed, it was not effectively snuffed out. That's on the manager.
Well, it's also on the general manager in the organization who wanted this type of manager, where Joe Girardi wouldn't accept it, but he wasn't working well with Cashman, whatever their issues may have been. So I can't blame Boone alone for that. The Yankees brought in Gleyber Torres and never once developed him the right way.
I know you can't blame him, yeah. But can you exonerate him?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's part of it.
He's the manager.
He's the
manager. I mean, you know.
All right. Also, I don't. We both don't know behind the scenes, and you listen to Brett Boone right there, and I think it is a great quote. Well, everything that he just said, like, he knows his brother Aaron is holding him accountable behind closed doors. Yeah. Now maybe a little public, you know, tongue lashing would be a good thing.
Yeah, but okay, hold on. So I know we got a break, but you said the same thing when this came up a couple of hours ago. Like, he's got to defend him. It doesn't mean that he's wrong. Yeah. Let's say that you and I, instead of partners, let's say you and I were brothers.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know, I was a TV, just to get some sort of, you know, similar connection here. I was a TV news anchor doing politics. Oh, God, that's
right.
A lot going on now. And you were doing sports, right? And you said something that was out of bounds, whatever, and people holding your feet to the fire. And I come to your defense. And I'm like, hey, listen, I know, you know, he shouldn't have said that, whatever. But, you know, I've known Sal forever. He's my little brother, right, or my big brother, whatever. I know his heart. Like, don't you have to say that?
Yeah,
but... Was he going to get on WFAN and lampaste his brother? Let them do whatever they want. The Yankee players don't respond to my brother. He probably should fire him.
He could have said, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We know that... I know my brother's fiery, and I like to think he's holding people accountable, but I'm not sure about that. He could say, look, publicly he hasn't held these guys accountable, and maybe he should. He said, no, I know what goes on behind closed doors. So, and look, to me, ultimately, like, yeah, he could hold guys more accountable publicly, but that's not the reason why Gleyber Torres has been who he's been his entire career.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hey, 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yankees box office blitz, and we've got a pair of field level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers take on Tampa at the stadium coming up on Saturday, July 20th. Right now, we'll do call the number 10 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. That's your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz and the Fan. What's going on? 12:31 on The Fan. BT and Sal. All right. So, Sal, if we get back to these Yankee and Met calls here.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson.
Yes. Is today the day?
Everybody stop what you're doing and genuflect to this man.
Yeah.
In whatever direction we think he might be in, get on your knee, bow your head, and show respect.
Well, he didn't sign it yet.
He's going to.
Can we wait until he signs it?
No, he's earned that respect
anyway. I saw something
anyway
on this last night circulating on Twitter, and I guess Boomer was talking about it today. I didn't hear it. I've been locked into the new Eminem album. Got released last night. Or
and is it good?
Oh, my God.
Really?
So but, yeah, so anyway, I was listening to that, so I missed it this morning. But you're right, because the first thing that I saw last night about Brunson, it just reiterated everything that we feel. And it got me thinking even further, because I think a lot of people think sports radio is negative. Maybe just sports talk in general, right? Sports talk in general, sports talk radio, all they do is rip people and bash teams and this and that. That's not true. That is not true at all. When players earn our respect and, you know, play the way that they do or do certain things, like taking less money to help your organization, when players, and now I know it's a special level with Jalen Brunson, when they do and act the way that he has done, we certainly acknowledge it and are forever grateful. As a matter of fact, we raise them up to higher levels than anyone in any other part of the country or the world when we're talking about sports, specifically here in New York. And that's why we love Jalen Brunson. That's why I said last year I'd rather have him over anybody else in the league. I don't care what you say about the talent. This is why I want Jalen Brunson. He's the perfect New York Knick. This is the perfect example, BT, of what you want in an athlete.
He is perfect. I mean, I know nobody really is, but boy, he's pretty close. So I think what makes it even more impressive is that he didn't even get first-round money coming out of Villanova.
Right, but like $156 million, I think he's good to go.
I understand
plus
that.
Plus endorsements and all that.
I understand yeah, I know, that, yeah. But it's not, you know, he was making a couple, again, decent money, probably $700,000-$800,000. I mean, good money.
Right.
First couple of years in the NBA, but he was a second-round pick. So he didn't come with that, you know, that guaranteed like R.J. Barrett did yep. and other first-round picks where, you know, it just keeps, you know, up and up and I'm qualifying up and up and up. He had to earn it. And, you know, the reason why, if you don't know why we're talking about this today, and now it has been a story for a little bit, but today's actually the day he's eligible to sign the extension. Now, he could wait until next year and get about $105 million more, but apparently he's not. Yet. Now,
we'll see it play out because otherwise we'd have some egg on her face, if not.
No, I'm not. With him, I think anything connected to him, I just don't.
How long does he have? And by the way, I wouldn't begrudge him if he did wait and take the max deal.
Neither would
don't
I.
Don't care.
Neither would
he
I.
He wouldn't be knocked as far as I'm concerned, but
no,
this
be
is
business.
Like, this is over the top.
Yes.
Like prioritizing the team, the organization, winning, the city, all of that stuff, because you really don't need the extra, however, $100 million, whatever you said it may be, as crazy as that sounds.
I know. It is all relative, but I get you. I mean, who can't survive on what these guys make and then flourish? But it's just the selfless, you know, even how he defers to his teammates in terms of praise after a big game. He is just, we are lucky to have him.
And by the way, so if he can do it, why can't others look at that template and follow it? It's not that difficult. Like, how many times do we hear the teams and the players and the organization bitch and moan, oh, New York, it's so hard. No, it's really not. As a matter of fact, it's kind of easy. Hold yourself accountable. Don't be selfish. Don't be an idiot. And we'll love you forever. Oh, and by the way, just do your job and do it well. Like, it's a pretty simple formula to be immortalized in this town. That's it. As long as you give your all at like a teammate, put your team and your city as a priority. Like, I mean, it's really not that hard to
it's
get.
Not, it's not. The best way to get us is to project on the field or the ice that you care about it as much as we do.
That's it.
That's the quickest way to get us to forever have you back.
I even remember,
win or lose.
I even remember Doug Mankiewicz, who sucked as a Met. But he would hold himself accountable.
He was a ball player.
Yeah.
I like Mankiewicz.
And like, again, so it doesn't even, you don't even have to be great. Mm-hmm. But for what you are, like, obviously, Lindor's held to a higher standard than Mankiewicz because you expect a lot more of Francisco Lindor. Just like Jalen Brunson's held to a higher standard than Deuce McBride, whatever.
I got you.
Like, so, but as long as you, if you're not doing your job, hold yourself accountable. And whatever your job is, you try your best, max effort. Like, that's really all that we ask for.
Yeah.
And yet so many people come here and fail at multiple aspects of it, whether it's handling the media, interacting with fans, actual performance, lack of accountability, selfish nature. Like, it's not that hard. Judge gets it.
Yep.
He took less. And by the way, he didn't have to take less to help his team because there's no salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to see what happens with Igor Shesterkin when the time comes next season.
With the salary cap in hockey, it's true.
I know it's rare. Tom Brady did it in Boston, taking less money all those years.
Yes, he did.
Like, this is not a new thing, but it just, we appreciate Jalen Brunson even more because of potentially taking less money.
He's the best. Mike's in Denville. Mike, what's going on?
Hey Mike. Hey, guys. Good talking to you. Thank you. Yeah, you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a big fan of both you guys from your former respective shows, and now that you guys are together, I believe you're coming up on a year now. So
yes.
Congrats on that.
Get the cake ready, boss.
Yeah, July 24th. Thank you. I can't believe we made it a year.
Yeah. So just a quick note on Rodon real quick. I know the emotions and everything. It's a little childish. Everybody's been talking about it. I'm not defending the man, but I think in his mind, he knows what he's capable of. And that's why he's so infuriated the way that he acts that he does when he gets beat up like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping that things get turned around. Now, coming into this All-Star break, you know, when the team's on fire, you're almost, like, worried when they have a day or two off. I think the Yankees need this All-Star break. They're going to do a lot of soul-searching. I think they're going to come back out of this break cooking with gas. I really do. I know that's not the only variable. There's a lot of things they got to address, trade deadlines, stuff like that.
Yep.
But I think that that little 3 or 4 day break is going to be really good for them. You know, everybody's going to be sitting and relaxing and hopefully thinking about what they're going to do to continue on in the season, make the playoffs, and hopefully not plunk the playoffs. Except for the three that are actually going to the All-Star game.
Well, Mike, thanks for the call. First of all, I think if any team needs a respite from the grind, it's the Yankees. And Mike might be right. The Yankees might come out and hammer a few people, provided Aaron Judge and Juan Soto do the heavy lifting, because if they don't, then they'll hammer nobody. They'll get hammered. They're a two-man team.
Yeah, well, right. They need, which is why I don't think it can be fixed here. Now, he did say during his call right there, and we do appreciate the kind words, that the Yankees come out of the break and could be cooking with gas. What else do you cook with?
Well, you can cook with just flame.
But doesn't that come from gas? What do you mean just flame? Like
charcoal.
So you could cook with charcoal.
Like the propane.
Yeah, right.
Barbecue.
Right, but okay.
Versus just, or my fire pit where I just ignite without gas. Just, you know, old school, you know.
Oh, okay.
Match.
Oh, okay. But you could cook with.
Oh, dude.
I'm just saying, I thought all you could cook with, because it's a popular phrase.
You've heard it quite a bit, cooking with gas.
You'd be cooking with gas. Like, what did we last in society cook with on a regular basis?
Well,
like, how far back do we go before we were cooking with gas?
Well, I think really what they're saying is it's the most, like, effective, like,
right.
You know. When I fire up the barbecue, it's hot in 10 seconds.
Yeah, you're cooking with gas.
When you're trying to get a fire going, hanging out at the pit, you know, it takes a while.
But you're not cooking with that. You're getting fire going.
Well, you could cook marshmallows. You could cook hot dogs.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
You definitely could.
Yeah, put a little, put a hot
little
dog
stick
over
there. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cooking
God, you
with
wouldn't
fire.
Survive camping for one night, would you?
No, I'm not a camper.
Have you never gone camping?
No, the bugs? No way. You.
Jeez.
I want bugs and snakes and stuff.
Half a year.
You're a camper?
I wouldn't say I'm a camper. That's disrespectful to people who actually go camping often.
Right.
But I've gone camping a few times. I went out in South Dakota in the mountains.
Jan into it or no?
What's that?
Jan into it or no?
No. Okay. I was not with Jan. I was with somebody else, and I was with a couple of buddies. So Hoff, are you a camper? Have you ever camped there, Hoff? I could see Hoff doing it.
Hoff doesn't look like a camper.
Yeah, but he's a man's man. He could carry the wood.
You did that man versus bear show. That's like a.
I was out there in Utah. That's where I shot the show. Yeah, okay. No, I love the outdoors. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not an outdoors guy.
No interest.
Yeah.
No.
I'm like,
good God.
I will admit that I am soft in this regard. I'm not a suck it up, tough it out. Hands in the dirt type guy, outdoorsy.
Throw a little worm on the line, try to catch your own dinner.
No. I don't even like touching the worm. It's disgusting. I like sitting outside and looking at trees and stuff.
Yep,
but
gotcha.
Once the bugs come out, ooh, no, I run inside. I hate the bugs.
No, I don't know anybody who likes bugs.
Yeah.
But camping? You want to connect?
Connect
try
with
once.
What? Dirt?
Connect with nature.
Can't I just do that by sitting outside looking at the trees?
You could. Not as effectively, though. Same with the wood and the gas.
I mean, not as effectively. How about, like, driving through for a few?
No, but that's nice.
Okay, I don't mind that.
Maybe you suck it up and really go nuts and watch the leaves turn orange in October.
Oh, stay. Well, I like
really
that.
Tough it
I like
out
driving through a nice, seeing the foliage. I'm all for that.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. 888-808. I thought Hoff might be down. He's not.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
All right, goodbye, Simmons. And it's still on here. High in the air. Deep to center field. Way back. It may go. Gone. A grand slam. A grand slam. Mike Piazza.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, baseball phones have been hot. Let's get back to you, BT and Sal. 888-808-1019. Let's see what's cooking with Vince out in Basking Ridge. Vince, what's happening?
Hey, guys. DFA, DJ, and Grissom, eat the money. Take two top prospects in Glaber and try to get somebody to hit a ball. And think about Girardi. And in addition to that, you guys need to be on TV. Nobody has a radio in their house anymore. And you need an extra hour in the afternoon.
Interesting.
Okay, let's digest that.
That means
for a
means a lot more money. Let's break that down there, Vince.
Well, first of all, you don't need to have a radio, and people do have radios in their car, and still probably some in their homes, but you don't need to
you're
have
not
a
radio. TV.
Well,
he's getting to it. Hold on.
Yes, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. That's how the majority of people consume radio.
I like seeing you guys.
We want to be on TV too. We're not there yet. What do you want me to tell you? I mean,
work on it.
We're trying, Vince.
You think we're not? I mean,
now let me ask you this, Al. What about the extra? Not. Thanks, Vince.
I haven't worked on trying to get on TV. Have you?
Well, I mean, it's been an initiative that.
No, but I think it's not something like you and I are actively.
No,
like,
no, I would say
show,
no, 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 no.
The chips fall where they may.
100%. Yeah, but I mean, it's not. Yeah, no, for sure. The extra hour. I think Evan and Tiki will say about that. We carve into their time. I think we're okay with that.
Well, do we also want to do 5 hours
For more money? Sure.
Yeah. From, well.
Well, how about we just start at 11?
No.
Instead of starting at 10.
Yeah, one. Go.
Yeah, take an hour from those guys, and we'll just start an hour late.
Give them an hour, you're saying?
No. Instead of us starting at 10.
Oh.
So yeah, we'll get an extra hour, but we'll still work 4 hours.
Who's gonna go to an extra hour later?
I don't know. Do another bridge show. Hoff can do the bridge show. Hoff, you want to do a bridge show in the middle of the day?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh,
the Hoff hour.
Jalen Brunson has signed. Is that what that is?
No.
Okay,
no.
let me guess.
We're on TV.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Let's see here. It's not about hockey.
Could be.
Do we know?
We don't. I'm usually pretty good at this. I'm going to say it's a football thing.
No, it's a baseball thing.
Yankees or Mets?
Yankees.
Okay.
But it came from your boy, Andy Martino.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, look how excited he gets. Yes. Andy's never wrong. Ooh, I love Andy. He's good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Per sources, J.D. Davis will go to the IL.
Who cares?
Yankees are calling up infield prospect Jorbeet Vivas.
Okay. I mean, who? I mean, I know Spencer Jones. I know Peraza, who's been on the shuttle. I know a few others. Who? I forget his name. What's his name?
Vivas.
Vladdy Divots is coming up.
I like the name. Vladdy
Vivas or Divots? Vladdy Divots, the old basketball player?
And Hoff didn't say, as I'm reading the same article, he will be batting cleanup tonight, of course.
Yeah. J.D. Martinez. Oh, we're going to really miss him. How do we function without him? I'm not trying to be a jerk. How do you spell the prospect's name again? I want to look at some.
J-O-R-B-I-T is his first name.
Jorbeet.
And then Vivas.
Vivas.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Vivas.
I forgot J.D. Davis was still on the team.
Nah, he stinks. Yeah. Minor league stats here. Let's see where we're at. Let's get a little profile for the young man. All righty.
Why was J.D. Davis on the team?
Second baseman,
anyway?
Right? Yeah, here he is. Okay. So, second, third in the outfield. So, he is 5'9", 170. I'm sure he can run a little bit. He is how old? He's 23.
Okay.
So is he truly, I don't know where he ranks prospect-wise. He's hitting.
I don't think he's going to be a difference maker. I hate to break it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm looking at this, man. He's hitting 260 in AAA. You know.
Not a lot of pop. Peraza has not hit at all.
Okay. I mean, this is just some sort of, you know, depth piece.
Yeah, you probably
bounce around piece.
I wouldn't think you're going to see him at all. But it's more about J.D. Davis, I guess, getting released or whatever.
No, he's on the DL.
Oh, the IL.
Oh, the IL. Yeah. Pardon me, J.D. Davis.
Well, why waste time with putting him on the IL? Just get rid of him.
That's what I would do. Hey, here's your bag. Thanks. It didn't work out. Get lost. Victor's in West Islip. Vic, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, how you doing,
Victor?
What's up, Vic?
Yes. Hey, listen, I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Listen. I don't know. I don't know if BT is going to like this, but you guys are right. You always talk about the Mets core, Alonso, McNeil, Nimmo. It's got to be changed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now let me ask you guys a question. Judge has been the captain or the quasi captain for 3-4 years over there, and you know, obviously. Things don't at the second half of every season.
Yeah.
Things take a turn for the worse.
Okay. So you blame this? So it's Aaron Judge's fault now?
Well, I'm not saying it's Judge's fault, but he is the captain, right?
He recently named.
He has failed to get this team to a World Series.
Right. Shouldn't he be getting on Glaber? Shouldn't he be? I mean, I think.
Well, he got on Marcus Stroman. Victor, he got on Marcus Stroman last week. You lit him up in right where everybody could see him.
Absolutely. You're right. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I agree with you guys with the Mets core. It does need to change.
Well, it has changed organically. I mean, maybe that's a good question, BT. What's the Yankees' core?
The Yankees' core is Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Garrett Cole, and Volpe. To me, that's the Yankees' core.
What if you take out the pitcher and just go lineup?
Then you, I don't think you have a fourth core.
And even with that third piece with Volpe,
it's like part of the problem.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a big part of the problem. Like, I like Volpe and think he's going to be good. He's one of the main reasons for their struggles right now.
I don't disagree. I mean, listen, I know you're not really lumping this fully on Judge's door or throwing it at his doorstep, although he hasn't gotten them there yet. It's not basketball. It's hard to lead a baseball team when other things are broken around you. Understood. Now, when he's gotten there, he hasn't hit. Understood. I understand that as well. But to me, captain, do you play well? Do you play hard? Do you hold players accountable? Check, check, check. Judge is the man. We got no problems with Judge. I would have liked to have seen a hit last night. He's not perfect. It's been 8 games without an extra base hit. But it's Aaron Judge. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on The Fan.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Full windup by Simmons. And it's still on him. High in the air. Deep to center field. Way back. It may go.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, baseball phones have been hot. Let's get back to you, BT and Sal. 888-808-1019. Let's see what's cooking with Vince out in Basking Ridge. Vince, what's happening?
Hey, guys. DFA, DJ, and Grissom, eat the money. Take two top prospects in Glaber and try to get somebody to hit a ball. And think about Girardi. And in addition to that, you guys need to be on TV. Nobody has a radio in their house anymore. And you need an extra hour in the afternoon.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, let's digest that.
That means a lot more money. Let's break that down there, Vince.
Well, first of all, you don't need to have a radio, and people do have radios in their car, and still probably some in their homes, but you don't need to have a radio.
You're not on the TV.
Yeah, well,
you're not on my TV.
He's getting to it. Hold on, Vince.
You can listen on the free Odyssey app. That's how the majority of people consume radio.
I like seeing you guys.
We want to be on TV, too. We're not there yet. What do you want me to tell you? I mean,
we'll work on it.
We're trying, Vince.
We're not? I mean,
now, let me ask you this, Sal. Vince?
Huh? Haven't worked on trying to get on TV, have you?
Well, I mean, it's been an initiative that.
No, but I think it's not something like you and I are actively.
Yeah. 100%, yeah. But I mean, it's not. Yeah, no, for sure. The extra hour. I think Evan and Tiki will say about that. We carved into their time. I think we're okay with that.
Well, do we also want to do 5 hours?
For more money, sure.
Yeah, from. Well.
Well, how about we just start at 11?
No.
Instead of starting at 10.
Yeah, one. Go.
Take an hour from those guys, and we'll just start an hour late.
Give them an hour, you're saying?
No. Instead of us starting at 10.
Oh.
So we'll get an extra hour, but we'll still work 4 hours.
Who's gonna go an extra hour later?
I don't know. Do another bridge show. Can do the bridge show. Hoff, you want to do a bridge show in the middle of the day?
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh,
the Hoff hour.
Jalen Brunson has signed. Is that what that is?
No.
Okay, let me guess.
We're on TV.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's see here. It's not about hockey.
Could be.
Do we know?
We don't. I'm usually pretty good at this. I'm going to say it's a football thing.
No, it's a baseball thing.
Yankees or Mets?
Yankees.
Okay.
But it came from your boy, Andy Martino.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, look how excited he gets. Yes. Andy's never wrong. Ooh, I love Andy. He's good. Yeah. Got it.
Per sources, J.D. Davis will go to the IL.
Who cares?
Yankees are calling up infield prospect Jorbeet Vivas.
Okay. I know Spencer Jones. I know Peraza, who's been on the shuttle. I know a few others. Who? I forget his name. What's
Vivas?
His name?
Vivas.
Vladi Divac is coming up.
I like the name. Vladi
Vivas or Divac? Vladi Divac, the old basketball player.
And Hoff didn't say, as I'm reading the same article, he will be batting cleanup tonight, of course.
Yeah. J.D. Martinez. Oh, we're going to really miss him. How do we function without him? I'm not trying to be a jerk. How do you spell the prospect's name again? I want to look at something.
Jorbeet is his first name.
Jorbeet.
And then Vivas.
Vivas.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Vivas.
I forgot J.D. Davis was still on the team.
Nice. Thanks. Yeah. Minor league stats here. Let's see where we're at. Let's get a little profile for the young man. All righty.
Why was J.D. Davis on the
second baseman,
team anyway?
Right? Yeah, here he is. Okay. So, second, third in the outfield. So, he is 5'9", 170. I'm sure he can run a little bit. He is how old? He's 23.
Okay.
So is he truly, I don't know where he ranks prospect-wise. He's hitting.
I don't think he's going to be a difference maker. I hate to break it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm looking at this, man. He's hitting 260 in AAA. You know. Not a lot of pop. Not a lot of pop.
Peraza
has not hit at all. Okay. I mean, this is just some sort of, you know, depth piece.
Yeah. You probably
bounce around piece.
I wouldn't think you're going to see him at all. But it's more about J.D. Davis, I guess, getting released or whatever.
No, he's on the DL.
Oh, the IL.
Oh, the IL. Yeah. Pardon me. J.D. Davis.
Well, why waste time with putting him on the IL? Just get rid of him.
That's what I would do. Hey, here's your bag. Thanks. It didn't work out. Get lost. Victor's in West Iceland. Vic, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Victor.
What's up, Vic?
Yes. Hey, listen, I love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know if BT is going to like this, but you guys are right. You always talk about the Mets core, Alonso, McNeil, Nimmo. It's got to be changed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. Judge has been the captain or the quasi-captain for 3-4 years over there. And, you know, obviously, things don't, at the second half of every season,
yeah,
things take a turn for the worse.
Okay. So it's Aaron Judge's fault now?
Well, I'm not saying it's Judge's fault, but he is the captain, right?
Yeah, he recently named, sure.
He has failed to get this team to a World Series.
Right. Shouldn't he be getting on Glaber? Shouldn't he be? I mean, I think.
He got on Marcus Stroman. He got on Marcus Stroman last week. Yeah, you lit him up in right where everybody could see him.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I agree with you guys with the Mets core. It does need to change.
Well, it has changed organically. I mean, maybe that's a good question, BT. What's the Yankees core?
The Yankees core is Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, yeah, Gerrit Cole, and Volpe. To me, that's the Yankees core.
What if you take out the pitcher and just go lineup?
I don't think you have a fourth core.
And even with that third piece with Volpe,
yeah, it's like, part so you have of the problem. Two and a half or,
but that's what I'm saying. It's a big part of the problem. Like, I like Volpe and think he's going to be good. He's one of the main reasons for their struggles right now.
I don't disagree. I mean, listen, I know you're not really lumping this fully on Judge's door or throwing it at his doorstep, although he hasn't gotten them there yet. It's not basketball. It's hard to lead a baseball team when other things are broken around you. Understood. Now, when he's gotten there, he hasn't hit. Understood. I understand that as well. But to me, captain, do you play well? Do you play hard? Do you hold players accountable? Check, check, check. Judge is the man. We got no problems with Judge. I would have liked to have seen a hit last night. He's not perfect. It's been 8 games without an extra base hit. But it's Aaron Judge. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.